Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hi, my name is Mike Vaughn. I'm a writer for Geek Vibes Nation, and I'm really excited because I am talking to Joe and Nick about Chop and Steel, one of my favorite documentaries recently. It is on digital right at this moment. Y'all need to check that out. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks for having us on. Yeah, yeah,
thank you. Pleasure.
Absolutely. I got to say, again, hilarious. I showed this to my husband and he literally almost did a spit take. So
without spoiling, which part was the spit take? Was the America's Got Talent scene or was it when we got in there?
It was actually Nick, when you were doing your fake chef. And
yeah.
The table fell over and everything was hit. Nearly got him. It was
a lot of gravy spilled. Yeah.
did he do an actual spit take? Like, was he taking a sip when
and almost like it nearly got him. Like I haven't seen him laugh that hard I was gonna say documentary, but really anything lately.
Well, we had scored that table a little bit, like kind of monkeyed with the leg that it was on. So I brought it in. And by the time that was happening, the table was shakier than Gary Sinise at a Christmas podium. It was like ready to wobble. Nice. And then finally, all I had to do was give it a little kick in, and the whole thing went.
Plus, there was a heavy microwave that was actually on top of it, too. So that helped, physics.
You plan it out in your head, but then when you actually do it, you're like, oh, yeah, this is a lot of stuff to clean up. So I stayed and cleaned up after the segment.
That's amazing.
You're not a monster.
Also, really wanted, Nick, I see your Kim's video shirt. Amazing. I wish I would have worn mine.
Oh, nice. Did you stop by?
Yeah, I had a chance to right before they closed their last New York location.
We're reopened now. The team of five people, the Alamo Drafthouse bought the collection, brought it back to New York, and in March of 2022, we reopened in the basement of the Alamo Draft House in Manhattan.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. So yeah, I'm planning on making a pilgrimage up to New York. So I'm going to have to make that a stop. Yeah. But no,
you were one of the lucky few that actually got to go into the original Kim's though. I mean, that's huge. Like to be able to actually be in that room and breathe the air and buy something or rent something. That's great.
It's weird because I used to visit my friends in New York every single summer, and I'm I'm such a big cinephile. How have I never been to a Kim's? So I had
There's a great documentary that just came out about Kim's video. Nick is actually in it. They interview Nick in it. Nick, what's it called? I forgot what
it's called. It's just called Kim's Video, and it's making the festival rounds. It's playing Tribeca in a month or so.
Yeah. It's this crazy story about Kim's video and how it ended up in Italy, and now it's back, and then it was in the East Village, and I don't know. It's a big crazy story. So look that one up.
Yeah, I'm covering Tribeca. I'll try to definitely see that. And it's funny because for I can't say too much about it, but a new book I'm writing, I interviewed some clerks from former clerks of Kim's videos, and it was pretty
nice. There's a couple of former clerks who are now filmmakers, Alex Ross Perry and Sean Price Williams, who are it coming into the new Kim's. And when we opened last March, there were still tons, 400 boxes that hadn't been sorted through.
Oh, wow.
So those two guys have just been in for no pay to just go in and oh, this is a rare tape. We got to get this one put out on the floor.
That's amazing. You all have also the Found Footage Festival. Wow.
We get that a lot. We get that a lot. Yeah.
No, and I swore to myself I wasn't going to say that. And what happens?
It's just the most common, use of, Found Foot Festival. It just,
it jumbles up in my my lost, confused brain. But no, I think that's amazing. But prior to this documentary, I had actually heard of that. For people not in the know, can you explain how that kind of came about?
Nick and I, we've known each other since we were like 10 years old, and we've always done dumb projects. And in college, we roomed together, and Nick was working at a McDonald's, and he stole a McDonald's training video called Inside and Outside Custodial Duties. It was on this VHS tape, and we watched it. We got obsessed with it. And then eventually, we just started collecting them. And then eventually, maybe like 20 years ago, we decided to take our collection out on the road. We're editors by trade. And so we cut together like this 90-minute program of all of our favorite finds. And it's kind of a tour of our collection, of our favorites every single year. So, yeah, and we're looking for stuff like exercise videos, not so much movies, but more like, you know, industrial safety videos or training videos and wonderful bullshit like that.
Well, basically, things that weren't meant to be shown in public. And that's why it's so fun for us to take the show on the road and show them in public, and it's a running commentary of jokes, and we track down the people in the videos and find out what they're up to now. And it's a big guided tour through our latest and greatest VHS finds.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I see y'all are gearing up for a tour. You start in Brooklyn, is that correct? And then I think you're coming to Pennsylvania, so that's a little bit close to me. I think I'm going to try to make it out to see that. I will link where the tour dates in the description.
We haven't booked our volume 10 tour yet, but yeah, we are starting in Brooklyn like mid-August at some point at the Bell House Theater. It's our brand new show, volume 10, latest, greatest stuff. And and then from there, we'll definitely be in Pennsylvania. We played, Pittsburgh, and we played Philly with volume 10.
Well, in July, we're going to be at VHS Fest at the drive-in there, which is pretty cool. It's a whole weekend where there's vendors with rare VHS tapes out during the day. Then at night, it's three shot on VHS movies, and we're going to be hosting each night and showing some of our weirdo special interest clips in between the movies. So it's going to be great.
It's the Mahoning Theater. Have you been out there before? It's so cool. It's just like, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and they have the best programming. But like while you're watching a movie, you're hearing like cows mooing, you know, and it kind of smells like manure while you're watching it. And I think that's a good thing. Then there's like this airplane hangar that like small prop planes are like landing during the movies. I don't know. It's so much fun. And it's so weird.
And like the little concession stand is filled with all these old movie props and standees and a buffet dangler. You just don't know what you're going to see in there.
Yeah, I'm actually lucky enough that there's the Cumberland drive-in. It's maybe like an hour or so away. That's always a great time. And, you know, I love when like weird stuff's out in the middle of nowhere. Like this is a little tangent, but there was this really great gay bar that was like in the middle of nowhere. And I don't know, you always had that sense of like danger, but that was kind of fun.
Exactly.
Yes. It just makes it that much weirder. It's already a weird place, but now it's like in a weird place, a weird place in a weird place. Oh, it's just something beautiful about that.
Yeah. So the owner had a three-legged dog that would just roam around. It was.
Wait, are you sure this isn't a dream you had?
I swear.
Okay. All right.
But very possibly. But yeah, three-legged dog roaming around a redneck bar. So hey, that could be a movie.
grab a camera and run down there. Yeah, I'm sure has some stories to tell.
Yeah. Now, how many roundabout? How many tapes have you all amassed?
It's over. I think it's around 11,000 now. We've got an office. I think 10 something was our last count. But you know, every week we get a new box in the mail from people who watch our show or they watch our YouTube show VCR Party, and they'll just send us tapes that they've found, or you know, all around the world, UK. We get videos from Australia now. It's pretty great.
We're trying to watch all of them, and it's like we're losing the battle because like Nick said, they show up every single day. New boxes show up, but I would say like on Tuesday nights we have a show called VCR Party, and we're trying to watch all 11,000 VHS tapes. And I think we're like 41% of the way there at this point. So
we need help.
Yeah, we need help. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if somebody's in the area, can they volunteer to?
Absolutely, yeah, Yeah, come on down, watch some tapes, digitize some stuff. Yeah.
Well, email us first. I'd like to screen these people, Joe, if you don't mind.
No, we've been burned before. Yeah. Let's
just a brief survey and maybe a Zoom call first. But yeah, other than that, sure.
They could pass the background.
Yeah, then come on down.
But so now, like, Chop and Steal, of course, is why we're here, and it's amazing again. So it was a huge hit at Tribeca last year. So do you recall, like, seeing it for the first time finished, and like what it was, just to see that, like, what feeling you had, like, when you actually first saw it, and it was like all this craziness just sort of laid out, and, you know,
it had been like 4 years of production. I think it started in 2017, and I think we got a cut January 2022. And it had been so long, and he'd been following us for so long. I hate watching myself on camera. I really can't stand it. And then to watch this in a movie where we sort of bare our souls a few times, I was nervous. It took me like 2 days to watch it. I sent it to my brother first, and he watched it. He's like, it's pretty good, actually. It's actually pretty good. And I was like, okay, all right, maybe I'll watch it now. And I watched it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, it's good. And then they added some new parts to it, some surprises in there that made it even better. So, yeah, it's painful to watch, but I love it. I think it's great.
I think if you're going through like a federal lawsuit and you're at like the lowest point of your professional life, it's good to have somebody document it, because if you come out the other side, you can at least look back and be like, okay, yeah, we actually got through this.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like I need to wrap, but is there any, besides the tours, besides, you know, I just wanted to mention, y'all have some really great merch on your website. I'm going to include all that stuff in the description.
Oh, please do. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there any anything else, like, project-wise, y'all can mention?
One new thing that we just started like 2 weeks ago, we're starting to do the VHS of the month club. We have thousands of VHS tapes, and we have a lot of doubles, and it's like good stuff too. And we're like, we don't want to throw these away. So we decided just to $10 a month VHS of the month club. You can find it on our website, foundfootagefest.com. And then we'll send you a new, wonderfully awful VHS tape each month. And along with like some other, dumb shit in there too. So if you like dumb shit and nice things, sign up for this club.
No, that's amazing. And Nick, I saw your board games on there. That's awesome. I'm definitely gonna
There's a game called Dream Crush that came out from Mondo last year, and now Funko bought it. So yeah, you can find that at dreamcrushgame.com. It's like a 90s slumber party game, but for modern times and for grown-ups.
That's amazing. I'm sold. Thank you so much. Gosh, I really appreciate y'all taking the time to talk to me. Can't wait to see the tour and all the great stuff y'all have going on. So thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.